Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. On this morning program, I would like to continue where I left off last week. On few programs past, I began to deal with the purpose and journey to sonship. And last week, I began to deal with the subtopic, why God needs sons. And the first 2 points that I brought out was that, number one, God needs sons because it's their job to deal with their father's enemies and not sleep with them. And point number two was that they are concerned with their father's business and serve as the guardians of the father's interest. On today's program, I'd like to deal with at least 2 points. But before doing that, I would like to make a clarifying distinction between sons and servants and between sons and daughters. And the distinction between sons and servants is that servants do on the behalf of their master, but sons do or function in the capacity of their father. Now, the distinction between sons and daughters is that sons build and continue the house of their father, while daughters build and continue the house of another. And also, I'd like to bring across the point that sons, that are servants, cannot inherit from their masters. Servants cannot inherit from their masters, but sons can inherit from their fathers. We read in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, where Abraham said to the Lord, "Lord, you made me these great promises, and how are you going to bless me and what you're going to do for me?" But he said, "But God, I have no heir to continue my name and my legacy, and my eldest servant in my house, Eleazar, he's the one that it would appear to be the one to receive my inheritance." And God said to Abraham that your eldest servant, Eleazar, shall not receive your inheritance. But God said to Abraham, "I will give you a seed. I will give you an heir who will receive your inheritance and who will build and continue your house." And so Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat the 12 sons of Israel. The 12 sons of Israel evolved into being the 12 tribes of Israel, and together as a united entity became known as the house of Israel. So we move forward, and this morning I would like to deal with 2 points concerning why God needs sons. And point number four is that God needs sons because they continue and finish the work that the Father gave them to do, or they continue and finish the work that the Father started. We read in John 14, where Jesus said to his disciples that my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. My meat is to do the will of him who sent me. And in John 17:14, not only did Jesus said my meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So fathers are beginners, but sons are finishers. In John 17, Jesus praying and said, you know, that I finished the work that you gave me to do. In Acts 1, chapter 1, where Luke wrote, the former treatise, O Theophilus, have I written unto you of all that Jesus, watch this, began to do and teach until the very day that he was taken up from us. So fathers need sons to continue and to finish the work that the father started or the work that he has given them to do. I would like to now go to the next point, why father needs sons. The father needs sons upon whose shoulders he can place the responsibility and authority of his government. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 8, it reads concerning, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and of the increase of his government there shall be no end. The shoulder speaks of maturity. The shoulder speaks of strength. And so God needs sons. God needs children who has come to the maturity of sons so that they may be able to bear the responsibility of the government of heaven. And the scripture says, and of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. So God needs sons upon whose shoulder he can place the responsibility and authority of his government. Sons who will expand and enlarge the reach of his kingdom. A king cannot exercise authority or enforce his will over a territory that is not under his legal jurisdiction. So that's why in Matthew 6, in teaching his disciples to pray, Jesus taught them to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You hear that? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because the king cannot exercise any authority or enforce his will over a territory that is not under his jurisdiction. That's why his kingdom first had to come to earth. And after his king, upon the arrival of his kingdom, then he's able to enforce his will. He's able to exercise his authority to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils, to cleanse the lepers. When John the Baptist came, he came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus came preaching, Jesus did not come preaching his death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So God needs sons upon whose shoulder he can place the responsibility and authority of his government, and sons who will be able to enlarge, and expand the reach of his kingdom, so he'll be able to enforce his will, and he'll be able to exercise his legal authority over a larger domain. A kingdom is really short for the king's domain. So the kingdom is the king's domain, and God needs sons who will expand his domain, who will expand his reach, who will expand the authority and the government of his kingdom. I want to go here to the next point, and point number three, or really point number five. God needs sons to be a reflection of him in the earth. Genesis 1, 26, 27, the Bible says, God says, let us make man our image after our likeness, and let them have. So God needs sons who will serve as a reflection of him in the earth. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestine to be conformed into the image of his son. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestine to be conformed into the image of his son. So that's why it is so important for us to understand why God needs sons. But for so long, the body of Christ has been given God nothing but daughters. God needs sons because, remember, daughters are concerned about building and continuing the house of another. But sons are concerned with building and continuing his father's house. God needs sons because sons reflect the heart of the father. God needs sons because sons reflect the heart of the father. God needs sons who can come into position and come into alignment with his will and with his purpose. God is not looking for servants. God is not looking for daughters. And most definitely, God is not looking for hirelings. He's looking for sons because, again, sons reflect his heart. Sons reflect his interest. Sons are concerned, again, with dealing with his father's enemies, not sleeping with them. Sons serve as the guardians of their father's interest. Sons' responsibility is to bear the government of the father upon their shoulder and to expand and to increase and to enlarge his kingdom. And sons, they continue and finish the work that the father gave them to do. Again, Jesus says, greater works than these shall ye do because I go to the Father. Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. And finally, to reiterate again, God needs sons who serve as a reflection of him in the earth. Jesus, when he prayed, said, Father, I've revealed unto them your name. The word for name in Hebrew is the word shem, and it speaks of character. It speaks of the very essence of the person. So Jesus saying, Father, I've revealed unto them your nature. I've revealed unto them who you are. Not only have I revealed it unto them, but I reveal it unto them by serving as a reflection of you in the earth. And when sons have come to that place of maturity, then the earnest expectation of the creature which waited for the manifestation of the sons of God will finally be fulfilled, will finally be revealed. The Lord bless you and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle, gcrumby, at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.